Hey, this is Bethany, and I want to thank you for joining me for Rooftops Podcast. My prayer is that this would encourage and challenge you to activate your faith as you hear God. So really, Rooftops is birthed out of Matthew 10:27, where Jesus says, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What you hear whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs." And even now, as I just share that verse with you, a few things stick out to me. And the first one being is that the Lord speaks. He speaks to us, right? He says, "What I tell you." God wants to tell us things. And that's always been so riveting and so captivating to me personally. I can remember just beginning a relationship with Jesus and reading my Bible early on and how the Word of God would just speak to me, speak to my heart, speak to my soul, and changed my life. And so the primary way that God speaks is through His Word, is through the Bible. The Bible also says, Jesus says that my sheep hear my voice, that I know them, they know me, and they'll follow me. And it's when we hear His voice, when we know His voice, when His voice becomes familiar to us, we can actually distinguish His voice above all the others. And it keeps us from getting led astray and keeps us from going in another or different direction. The Bible also talks about how the Holy Spirit will teach us and He will remind us of the things that Jesus has said to us. And so the Holy Spirit wants to quicken our hearts and our minds to help us to understand the will of God. And so again, this just still completely enthralls me that the God of the universe, the God of the heavens and the earth wants to speak to little old me. Bethany, I just love that and appreciate that so much about our God. And secondly, about this verse that gets me is where He speaks. So the Lord speaks, yes, and where He speaks. And it says in this verse, Jesus actually says, "What I tell you in the dark." So that gives us a good indication that God speaks in dark places. And that is specifically encouraging to me because it helps me to know that I'm not alone, right? Even in dark places in our lives, we can enjoy relationship and closeness and truth and have understanding and have direction in our life. Like, we're not left just to navigate this life all by ourselves. So that's good news. And then thirdly, in this verse, what sticks out to me is how he speaks. He says, "What is whispered in your ear?" And so if the Lord is whispering, then He's not yelling and He's not shouting. And this means that we're going to have to draw near. We're going to actually have to get close enough to hear Him whisper. So God is inviting us to come close, that He wants to speak to us. And this actually takes me to the prophet Elijah's experience. And so I want to talk about this for a moment here, because this experience was really like no other. And I think it teaches us a lot. So Elijah was at this tough point in his life. Like, he was in some major turmoil and he just did not know what to do next. But listen to what God says to Elijah in 1 Kings 19, verses 11 through 13. He says, "Go out and stand before me on the mountain," says the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and he went out and he stood at the entrance of the cave. So think about this for a moment. Okay, this experience that Elijah had. I mean, the windstorm that's happening is probably blowing things around, making it difficult to tell maybe what's coming next. Rocks and debris could be falling around everywhere. The earthquake might be causing the ground to just crack or give way in places. I mean, Elijah must have felt a sense of unsureness as his footing maybe slips, or he feels the vibrations of the ground underneath him as the ground shakes. And as we know what fire does, I mean, the fire is likely putting off an intense heat, causing maybe smoke to fill the air, making it that much more difficult to really see clearly. If anything, we can gather that this was not like a sunny, clear, bright day, right? And maybe you can relate to that in your life. Maybe your life feels like a bit of a windstorm right now, or maybe like you're in an earthquake or under fire in some way. You know, when life gets busy, when it gets loud, when it gets chaotic, it can leave us confused, where we don't sense any direction. And maybe you're thinking, where's the clarity? Where's the purpose in all of this? Maybe you feel like the ground under you is about to give way. Or maybe your life has been touched by the fire of adversity and you're left wondering, where are you, God? Where are you? And so when I think about this for a minute, how did Elijah even hear God's whisper with all this craziness going on around him? Well, in verse 13, it says, when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. So think about it. Elijah was in a cave when he heard God whisper to him. He was in a dark place. Caves are dark, right? And so that tells me that not all dark places are bad. Okay, some dark places that we go through in life are the very places where God wants to whisper to us and reveal himself to us. And a dark place, it's a place of absence of light or brightness. It can be a hidden place. It can be a private place, a secret place, which makes me think about early in the morning, you know, before the sun comes up and it's dark and not a creature is stirring in sight, right? And it's this quiet place. And the Bible talks about how Jesus would often, that he would withdraw and he went away to a secluded place, this private time, this hidden place away from people in order just to spend time with God, just to hear God, just to pray to God. And this is what we call devotion. It's this time that we set apart that's specifically meant just to meet with God, you and God. And if we really are wanting and desiring God to speak to us, then we too, like Jesus, are going to have to find this place, this devoted place, this quiet place, this dark place, if you will. We're going to need a time like this. And so over the years, I have found that the devil has counterfeits, if you will. He has these counterfeit substitutes for what God really intends for us to have. For example, okay, you know how we as people, the human race, just have a hard time keeping a secret and not gossiping? It's a thing, you know. We hear some juicy news, something like really sensational, something that would just shake things up if anybody found out, and we can barely keep it inside. Lord, help us, right? Well, God says in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come. Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. So y'all, we were made to share secrets. We were made to gossip with God's secrets, that is, right? And so God doesn't want us to keep his secrets all bottled up on the inside of us. No, he's telling us to go and share with the world around you. I mean, in Matthew 10:27, where he says, proclaim from the roofs, just those words, proclaim. It means to announce extensively and publicly. If we're seeing anything from the roof, then we're definitely making it public. We're making it known in wide circulation. We want to get the word out. It's not our faith being quiet or aloof or discreet, but it's being public with what God has said to us. So listen to the prophet Jeremiah, what he said in Jeremiah 20, verse 9. But if I say I will not mention his word or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire shut up in my bones. I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. And so why would Jeremiah have been trying to hold God's word in so tightly and not share it? Well, when you read about Jeremiah's life, you find that he was young. No one listened to him. He was persecuted. His life was being threatened. And I'm sure that Jeremiah faced fear, the temptation to be afraid and to back down in that fear. And what's interesting in Matthew chapter 10, where we're getting our verse for today, there's a theme that is, do not fear. The Lord says, do not fear. And so what would we be afraid of when it comes to speaking the words that God has spoken to us? Maybe we're not in the place of Jeremiah where her life is being threatened, but the thought of just speaking publicly for some can bring on a full panic attack, right? Or maybe we just kind of hide in that, well, I have a shy personality, and so I don't like to talk a lot. Or maybe we think, I don't know enough. What if my content isn't good? After all, I don't speak like so-and-so does. Or what if I'm saying doesn't even make sense? Or what if I've heard this before? What if I turn someone away from Jesus by saying the wrong things? And I think there's a fear of saying something that might even offend someone, and maybe we might lose a relationship over it. But we're not called to be successful. We're called to be faithful. After all, success means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But faithful, the word faithful, full of faith, it means that we will make the decision to be filled with faith, that we will step out in faith, refusing to let fear win. You have to make that choice to refuse to let fear win, that we choose to be full of faith. So I just want to encourage you to get ready to hear his whisper. And when you do, to be willing to step out on the rooftop and proclaim what he says to the world around you. Again, thanks so much for joining me for Rooftops.